Welcome back, you jokers, to an all-new comedy at the Carlson Cast. Get more information and subscribe at carlsoncast.com. Today's episode, we're very excited. Mike Danvers here. Pickle himself. This episode is brought to you by Sapori Cafe and Catering. It's Rochester's favorite spot for lunch and any of your catering needs. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Sapori Rochester. Also, Three Heads Brewing are the makers of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things and always be kind. Now, here's your very special host, Mr. Vinny Paulino.
How you breathing, Mike?
We're breathing all right. I got $2,000 today, so I'm good.
$2,000, kids?
Nice.
No, they give the government started, if you're self-employed, the government started today. They give you $2,000 a month for 4 months.
I tried to apply for mine today here, and it was like, nope, computers just completely overloaded.
We had an emergency fund that was a one-time payment of $1,300 that you couldn't get through. That was local government. And then this one's from Ottawa, the big government, and I got it in 2 minutes, I think.
Nice.
Clicked on. They gave you a day to come in, depending on your birthday.
Yeah.
Depending on the month of your birthday, so everybody didn't crowd the site, and it was done. You clicked three things, and it was direct deposited into your account. So.
Hey, it's amazing that $2,000 Canadian though. It's really like $40-$50 American. So don't
if
sweat
I come
it too
there,
hard,
you bastard. If I come there, it's $40. You buy Skittles here. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I saw that. You stocked up on Skittles, on the essentials.
I did. That is essential. The lady saw me when I grabbed them, and she knew it was essential.
Now, let's start at the beginning here. You're at, what part of Canada are you up in now? Where are you at?
I'm in Edmonton, Alberta.
Edmonton, Alberta. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's a province. Alberta is the province. Edmonton is the city.
It's sort of like a state, but not as cool.
Yeah.
No, not as cool at all. And north enough. North enough where we're distancing, but we haven't had to do the stand outside in line at the grocery stores yet. We haven't had to do that.
Now, how is it going up there in terms of like the healthcare system? Because I know it's, you know, you got the universal healthcare up there. Everybody's covered, but we got a disease that's going to kill. We got a virus that's going to get everybody. So how does that work up there?
Well, hospitals are on lockdown. So to make more room, there is no visitors allowed, so once you're in, you're on your own. But we haven't overloaded yet. We also have emergency hospitals that are left empty for the overload when we hit a peak. So the ones that are having the worst time is Ontario right now. We're pretty good here.
Yeah, I saw some bad stories out of Ontario, how overloaded they are.
Ontario is super bad, and so BC was bad for a bit, but they're getting better now. But Ontario just keeps getting worse. We have no inter-provincial travel unless it's essential, so you can't go province to province unless you have a good reason.
They say if you leave New York with New York plates, you're getting pulled over.
Yeah. Same thing here. So we're good to go, though. We got food, and our shortage was the beginning of the toilet paper and the wipes, but we know the guy on the corner that owns the corner store, and he called. And he lets us grab one for ourselves or to grab one for somebody else so we could help out neighbors and stuff.
So he called you to let you know that he's like, Mike, we got the good shit.
We got it.
Bye.
He says,
get
on
down here.
2 hours to grab yours. And then I said we were all set. And then Gracie said to the guy, Gracie says, well, can we get it and give it to somebody else? And the guy goes, sure, if you want to help someone else. So we handed it to neighbors.
I got this shaman. Come down, meet me on the corner at 6.
You put it in the closet and you wait for it to appreciate in value, which you're supposed to do.
So you guys, what is it like there? Because I can't come home to see my folks. That was the first big smash that we took, was being told we couldn't cross the border. So,
are you shocked at that at all? No.
No, I can to see my folks if it was an emergency, but because Gracie was born in Canada, I'd have to leave her behind.
Yeah,
I would say it's weird here, but it's not quite scary yet. Is that what you'd say too, Vinny?
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Yeah, same thing.
They said that this week is like the worst week to go out, is what they're saying. So my wife and I stocked up on the groceries big time in the last 24 hours. So like we're set. We're totally good. But going out, like we're doing the masks. We're not messing around. Like I don't want to die from this shit.
Yeah. Well, my ex was in last week, and she ran out of the hospital yesterday. So that was fun.
Oh.
She changed all the locks.
All right, so where to begin here? Because we are doing an episode of the Carlson Cast for everybody. We're glad that you're okay and you're safe. But let's talk about how this is affecting stand-up. You're saying that everything is relatively copacetic up there. People are just being extra cautious. But how are comedy shows? Are they just banned? You're not doing anything? Have they banned the amount of people who could be together? What's going on there?
Nothing. We some of us already had corporates booked for the winter, so we took deposits because those businesses are basically essential businesses.
Sure. We're
living off the deposits. Other guys are actually getting paid. There's a couple people in Alberta that are getting paid to do it from their living room that are taking Interact deposits and stuff like that.
They're doing sets from their living room for people somewhere else?
And getting paid, yeah.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
No. Yeah. There's a guy in Saskatchewan that's making good, like, he literally said, why did I never think of this? He's making good coin from his living room.
I hate to steal Vinny's catchphrase, but who books that?
Yeah. Like,
the guy books it himself. The guy set it up himself, and by the third time, he had over 100 people watching, and the minimum thing to donate was $5. So he's sitting in his living room for an hour, and he made at least $500 the one night. So.
That's all he did?
Yes.
Is he just – did he do stand-up or was he just doing like a Facebook Live?
No, he did stand – well, you know, he's joking around and talking in his living room, but, you know, there's no reaction. You're just basically listening. So
I assume all my jokes end in uproarious applause, whether I hear it or not anyway. So it probably wouldn't be a big thing for me to do it.
That's perfect.
No, that's brain damage. Mike – I got to ask you this, man. When you think about the prospect of performing in front of your phone camera or performing in front of a laptop computer to people possibly being out there, doesn't that weird you out? Isn't that like, yeah. It's like, it feels like a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. I've said no twice already. So I can't, I need a reaction. Plus with what I do, I need to talk to somebody. I can't just... I have to.
You're just sitting there calling Gracie Pickle. It gets old. That's what you're trying to say.
I cannot do it. She's on internet school. She's got a full week. They've got the kids on full weeks now.
So yeah, my daughter is too. And this week's technically spring break. So my daughter thought, oh, I don't have to do anything this week. And they were like, nope, we know you're not going anywhere. You still have work to do. Here's your assignment.
Really? That's good, though. That's good. It's keeping
them inside.
We have a big problem with the teenagers. Congregating in the parks and the cops having to break it up. So,
oh no, those bunch of rabble rousers up there.
That's right. Speaking of rabble rousers, did you watch WrestleMania, Vinny, or did you turn it off?
I turned it right off.
I watched every minute of it, and I thought it was excellent for what it had to be.
Oh, you watched? Did you watch last night?
Yeah, I did.
That Firefly Fun.
The Firefly Funhouse match was awesome. Yeah. Vinny, you got to watch that. You'd love it. That and the Boneyard match. Watch those two things. You'd love them.
None of you are the boss of me. I'm good.
What else do you have to do?
Look around. It's an amazing world.
What are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Twiddling my thumbs, pacing the cage, and climbing up the walls, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Do you guys have a set date of when you can start over? Like,
no.
When you can open?
No. Nothing? No, man. Everything is, like, up in the air here. They just announced that schools are going to be on hold till April 29th.
Oh,
they're done for the year, though. It's just so stupid to keep extending it. Just tell us they're done for the year.
Yeah, our schools right away said you'll receive a final grade, but we will be doing courses. So she already got her final grade. She just – it's stuff to keep her going. So when she goes back next year, she'll be prepared.
God, Canada sounds so weird. Here's your $2,000. And by the way, even though your kid passed everything, we're still going to provide curriculum for her to stay engaged with education.
They gave us a bump on other stuff that they – like everybody gets $400, like $460 per child you get per month from the government.
Just for having a kid?
Yes, until they're 18. You get it from the government every month. They raised that to $760 until this gets lifted.
You know what we got to do, Vinny? We got to find us a truck driver to smuggle us into Canada.
And we got to find a couple of loose, fertile women.
There you go. Yeah, so we'll they've raised any payments like GST allowance. There's $188 a month, and they've raised that to $400. So,
like, I just want to let you know that your camera angle makes you look like an insane person right now. The way, there you go.
Is this better?
Yeah, you were looking all crazy, googly eyed the other way. It was a little strange.
His arm's gonna get tired in 5 seconds.
What the hell? Because I can't see myself. I can only see you guys.
That's all that really matters. You know what you look like.
Kisses. So, Mike, when you found out about this, what was your natural reaction? I really want to know, like, when you hear that this whole thing's happening, what's Mike Damber's reaction to it?
I literally got in the car and went to a gig. I said, okay. I says, okay, we'll see how bad, because I've been through a bunch of other ones before. So when it first got announced, I figured, okay, here's the next swine flu. Here's the next whatever is coming along.
SARS, bird flu. Yeah.
So I went to my gig, and they announced that night on stage. They said, we'll probably be closing within the next week. And then the next day is when the school wrote and said, don't bring her back. And then I knew it was a little more than what I thought. So
yeah.
Now, tell me the truth. You're one of those guys who's got to get up and put his clothes on. You're not sitting around in your pajamas all day, are you?
No, I get up. I get up at the same time, too. I get up at 6 in the morning and start with the dog and then make her breakfast, keep her on a schedule. Yeah.
Good, good. I know a lot of people who are just, like, right now just living like complete bums. I can't handle it. I would go insane.
I can't live without my jeans on. Even though I'm not leaving the house, I need all my stuff in my pockets. You know, I have to have all my stuff.
I have to have some kind of routine that makes me feel normal. I have to have something. So once I lay down, forget it. Plus, once Gracie sees that, she'll start the same thing. I can't have it. I got to keep her in some sort of 10-year-old routine.
Yeah.
Brian, how's your kid? Hey, he's older. How's he handling it?
I got 20 and 18. My son's still working. He works at a grocery store, so he has to keep working.
Okay.
But he's masked and gloved up. And then my daughter's 18, and she's had some respiratory things in the past. Nothing like diagnosable. She just gets bronchitis often. So we're being really careful with her, but she doesn't leave the house at all. But and we're just really super overly careful with everything, disinfecting everything and all that stuff.
My father turned 82 last week and is still working 40 hours at Wegmans.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, he says if he can help, he wants to help.
Get him home. Tell him to sit his ass at home. Are you kidding me?
Lock him up.
Tried.
Which Wegmans is he at?
Let's see. He's got to be right at the Calkins Road there in Henrietta.
Okay.
He's got to be at that one. Yeah.
Filled with diseased college students. That's great. Good for him.
No, they're all gone. They all got sent home.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they all got sent home. Yeah.
Wow. I can't be around anybody. I don't want anybody in my vicinity. I'm in my attic. I see my wife a couple times a day. We wave from a distance.
Do you separate take rooms now? Walk? Do you take the dogs out?
Yeah. But we also have a really big fenced-in backyard, so I could just let them go outside and run.
See, that's what that we stuff. Got. Same thing, yeah. So we can let ours just run out back, yeah. But we have snow still, so.
Well,
it was -19 4 days ago, so.
Well, let's think about it this way. And maybe it's actually 55 degrees and sunny here today, but you still have snow and a $2,000 check from the government. You're all right. You're going to be okay.
Yeah,
you're
gonna be just
that
fine.
That should buy a shovel. That should buy a shovel
or two.
You can melt that snow if you have to.
You might be able to get. You may be able to get one American shovel for 2,000 Canadian.
American shovel. I bet Canadian snow shovels are vastly superior to American snow shovels.
Yeah, you have to have a good shovel here.
Yeah.
When I first came here, I had a crap shovel and people laughed at me.
Hey, take you got your phone there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go up to the window. Let's see the snow. Show everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's let's all see about the shovel, you know.
I can do it. Hold on. Where do I? How do I switch this around?
No, just hold it around. Just flip it around.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably helping keep the virus down. I'm not a doctor, but I imagine cold is probably better for it than it being warmer.
You're definitely not a doctor.
No,
we didn't have as many cases. Like, we don't have we're not as good as Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's really low in the prairies because of the winds and the cold. That's But yeah, we're doing okay here. I'm surprised that it's going as well as it's going, but yeah. When was your guys' last show? When did you guys close down?
Man, it was the Faison Love weekend, maybe 3 weeks ago.
March. Yeah, I think it was going to say first full weekend of March, I think was the last one.
Here's the cool thing that we've done. We've done a couple of really cool specials out of the Rickles rooms. We had Sky Sands do a one-man show called Fun 101. And then we had the lovely ladies from Saint-Aubert came and did a comedy music show the other night. Obviously, it was called Going the Social Distance. They were very far away from each other. But we had it set up and we broadcast live from the club. So we're not dead. We're still doing some stuff. We're still trying to produce some cool content out of there. I'm working on a really cool one right now. Hopefully we'll be able to perform it live in a week or so. We'll have some more announcements. And the club's also doing, you're going to love this, Mike. I might ask you to be a judge in this. You might enjoy it. We're doing Rochester's Funniest Video Contest. We're having people submit their own funny videos of how they're dealing with the pandemic from home. And we're going to give out a cash prize at the end. And it's going to be kind of cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Mark's good. Everybody else is good. It's just you and Mark.
Yeah, it's just me and Mark. We're the only ones left. I'm producing content for the Carlson cast, obviously. And we're trying to keep the people entertained with something comedy related. You know, don't want everybody to think that we forgot them.
There's only 7 episodes of Tiger King. We need something else.
I know, right?
Yeah. I heard a rumor there's going to be another one next week.
I heard
another
that.
What?
Another episode of Tiger King. Yeah.
How?
I don't know, like unused footage or something. I don't know what it is.
Here's what I want to see. Now, everybody's talking about this goddamn Tiger King show, and that's fine. But what I want to see, and they briefly just showed it at the beginning of the one of the episodes on there. There was that dude in Ohio who had all these animals, and he let them loose and then went into his house and shot himself in the head. He had tigers, all this stuff. He opened up the gates, then went inside and shot himself. And the cops have to clean up the mess of the animals running berserk all over Ohio.
Yeah.
Mountain lions, tigers, all that stuff. That's the show I want to see.
I want
to see a bunch of cops trying to wrangle tigers that are running down Main Street. That's what I want to see.
Cops, Tiger King edition. Two of the most popular shows on television, Live PD and Tiger King, combine them together.
That would be the best.
But it's amazing to me. The one thing that I learned and the thing that I probably wish I didn't know and I wish was kind of more of a secret is that tigers aren't that expensive.
$2,000.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. I don't want people to know that. I don't want it to be common knowledge to know that when they get their Canadian government check, they can buy a tiger. I don't want people to know that.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing with my next check. I'm getting a tiger.
You and Liberto both are going to buy tigers.
You know, Tiger King makes me miss Liberto gigs. Tiger King reminds me so much of certain Liberto gigs.
I played that pizza shop with him.
See? Come on.
The pizza shop where they had the garbage meat. No, that's not true. Dan says hello, by the way. I just talked to him like an hour ago. Told me to send his warmest regards to you.
Dan Liberto, one man who has no problem finding a mask right now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got bandanas like nobody's business.
He wrote and called and asked if we needed anything. And I'm like, brother, he really doesn't know where Alberta is. I says, do you understand how far away you are? You can't get me anything if I needed it. He goes, I'll take care of whatever you need. I says, thank you. I love you a lot. You can't help. Can't
I
help.
Need a tiger, Dan. I need a tiger.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Gracie didn't watch that show, did she? You didn't let her watch that nonsense, did you?
Gracie watched about 3 minutes of Tiger King and walked away shaking her head.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't like it either.
Yeah.
Your child. I love your kid. I love your kid. She's smarter than all of us. She's just like, I don't need this garbage. I'm going to go back and do schoolwork, eh?
Yeah. She caught her mother got quarantined. And then when we went that day to get the toilet paper, she caught her mother out at the plaza. And her mother goes, can I get a hug? And she just pointed her and said, are you serious? And just walked away. Like, why are you out and about?
So she was you're telling me Gracie's mom broke quarantine, went out to the plaza?
Yep. And then when they caught her, they put her back in they put her in the hospital instead of letting her stay at home. And
well, what was at the plaza? What did she need at the plaza?
There's a drugstore in the plaza. There's a convenience store in the plaza. Bakery, So probably just regular grocery stuff, I would figure. She can't. Wow. She's not that kind of person. She doesn't listen. So. Mm.
Needed ham that they call bacon.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Canadian stuff.
So when you get the $2,000 check, it's hard to stay home, you know? It's hard to stay home when you get the check.
She can't get the check. She's not self-employed.
Ah, okay.
They have the Amazon in Canada.
That's true.
Yes, they do.
So, Mike, seriously, what are you doing to pass the time? Like, what are you up to?
We do school here during the day, more reading, lots of television, lots of reading, man. I think more reading than television, and way more outside, like backyards fenced in, just like yours. Outside activities with, once the snow stops, we could start a garden because they've stopped seeds here as essentials. There's no more seed sales.
That makes sense because they want to hoard them all for when the world ends. They'll just be able to, you know, there's like a massive seed bank.
I forget where it is.
It's a real thing. I think it's like somewhere in the Antarctic Circle.
Norway or Finland or something like that. Yeah, but it's above the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it's really? And it's just a giant seed bank.
Yeah,
of every type of seed, of every type of plant on Earth, as many of them as they could have.
In like an impenetrable bunker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they've been removed from Walmart. Anywhere you could get seeds, they've been removed.
Like for vegetables or for flowers?
For anything, no seeds.
Sunflower seeds, if you're hungry?
Can't get them.
That's a bummer. At least you got Skittles.
Yes, and cannabis stores are deemed essential, so those are open.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. That makes sense. You know, the liquor stores were deemed essential here.
So are the vape shops. My vape shop's still open.
Yeah.
They don't like people murdering each other.
How much does that suck to have that job at the vape shop with every freaking idiot coming in and just breathing heavy all over them?
That's got to suck. Yeah. Have you guys run into a conspiracy person yet?
Oh, just online, man, just online. And I'm biting my tongue because I don't know anything about this. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's the truth and what isn't. So I'm just keeping my mouth shut until we have some real ideas to how this started, where it came from, and all those things.
We've got a guy that does fake Elvis on stage, and he wrote all of us about 3 days of darkness and the cabal and the deep state. They're all coming to get us, and here comes. So 3 days of darkness was supposed to start yesterday. So we all wrote him and asked him about it, what happened, and he deleted and blocked us all. So
that's probably
love
for the best.
Me tender, love me sweet. Look out for the cabal.
Events like this are such a great filter to get rid of people that you should have never been talking to in the first place.
It's so true, man. That's so true.
I've blocked so many people on Facebook going, oh, you're nuttier than I thought. Goodbye.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. We've got a comic in Calgary there that's literally writing people and threatening people because he says we're all in big trouble and they're coming to get us and we better listen to him. He'll lead us out. So, yeah.
Has he asked for money yet?
Give him my info.
No. He can't get money. He's getting $2,000 too. Fuck him. He can't have my check.
There are deep state rumors in Canada even?
Yeah.
Absolutely. How deep a state can you get? The ground's all frozen.
Well, we're waiting for spring, Brian, and then we're going deep.
We're going deep, baby.
We're going deep.
Took me 3 minutes to come up with that deep state joke, by the way.
With the state and with a 5G tower right by my house, I think.
Oh, my God. Your brain is being fried as we speak.
And transmitted to the aliens.
I'm telling you. People are nuts. It does bring out people's true character, though. It really shows you how they really function.
You know what would be fun? I'm never like in the mood for doing something like this, but today maybe I am. I might have the right people here on the phone. Let's start our own rumor as to this. Like, how do you think it started, Mike? What do you think started it? If we could just make it up and then start spreading it around.
Why? Because then we're just going to get attacked. I can't. You do it. You're in a giant building right now. You got places to hide.
I'm not. I'm in my attic. I'm in my house. Are
you? Yeah. I thought you were at the club.
No, this is my house. It's also a little bit like the studio.
He only has one aesthetic, so every room he's in looks kind of like that.
Like my brain exploded.
Your attic looks exactly like the studio.
It does. No, it doesn't. Looks very different.
It totally looks like this studio. It's a bunch of posters that no one would have but you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure there's at least 15 wrestling figures in back of you.
Hold on. Got some silly stuff up there.
There you go. Is that an Alex Ross Superman?
It is. It's a cool one. Over on the other side, you can't see it. I have the best Elvis poster in the world. He's just grinning. It's pretty great. It's young Elvis. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
You'll if he was dead on the toilet, that would be the best Elvis poster ever.
I'd hang it with pride.
Are you an Elvis fan?
Listen, what I love about Elvis is the lore of Elvis, the stories about Elvis.
Right.
Maybe yeah, not so much the music. Maybe not so much the music, but like everything about that story is bonkers. From the kid living in a tiny little shitty cabin with his really fat mom that he shared a bed with till he was like 11.
Yeah.
To like going into the army and marrying a 14-year-old. Like all the stuff that he did. And to have the massive amount of success just thrown at his feet and what he ends up doing with it fascinates me.
Really?
Yeah. Like
he married a 14-year-old. Well, that explains.
Well, I don't know if she was 14, but he married Priscilla. That's a I've had that since college, so like it was before the Townsend scandal.
Yeah.
But like how about this for a second? Say you have all the money in the world, right? You're the most famous pop star on the planet. You may be getting a little bit older, but you still got it, and you're still playing Vegas to sell out crowds, making millions of dollars a year when millions of dollars a year really meant something. And what you do with your time is eat cherry pies and do just an immense amount of pills. Like, this guy had no foresight for anything. He was a live-in-the-moment kind of a guy. He spent his money on whatever was in front of him. He was really crazy, and nobody was in his life to, like, tell him otherwise. It's pretty crazy. If you go back and you read some of the Memphis Mafia stories.
No, nothing on Elvis. My mother loved Elvis. Well, still loves Elvis. My mother is a huge Elvis.
Did you know that Elvis, he had a chimpanzee named Scatters?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. Elvis had a chimp named Scatters, and he used to let it out when he wanted parties to end.
That explains.
It'll do it. Starts ripping a couple of faces off. Everybody
the
goes
fucking
home.
Ape was like nuts. It would just like apparently the thing used to really like women. So, like, he would let it out, and, like, it would just sit on women's laps and stuff like that. And he like, really liked it for picking up girls. But that was really all the only reason he had the chimpanzee.
No wonder his daughter loved Michael Jackson. It's the chimp thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a chimp. Yeah. Bobo, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did he do? He was just nuts, man. He had lots of guns. So, like, he was constantly shooting guns off for no reason. Total redneck. Would he go into the bathroom? Are you going to take a dump while you're talking to us?
Yeah. Am I what?
You gonna go take a dump while you're talking to us? What are you heading to the bathroom? Where are you going?
No, I was heading for my Skittles, you bastard.
All right.
No, I thought we were allowed to do that. I was gonna make my camera move.
You can make. Why can't you make your camera move, Brian? Don't you listen to Vinny anymore? He's not in the same building.
All right, I'm going to the bathroom.
He probably is. He probably is at that chair. He's got a cup.
I can't afford a diaper right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, can't even afford a face mask.
No.
Woody, have you seen the videos of the people taping? Maxi pads to their face. Have you seen that?
Yes. How much are masks there?
I
My
had
wife
some.
Made a bunch.
Oh, did she make them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all out of Brian's old underwear. You don't want one.
Oh. All right. I'm back in place.
All right. Okay. Boy, you guys with the old man noises.
What?
Nothing. That was just a sitting down. You sound like Brian.
57. It hurts. I've been sitting a lot.
Yeah, the sitting sucks.
I hate it. I hate it. That's the worst part to me.
So, yeah.
Get up and have swamp ass. It's just awful.
That's bad. That swamp ass is bad. Vinny, you must have swamp ass, or is it?
I think that was an insult. I think that was an insult.
No swamp ass here, Dambra.
You're in the attic. How can you not have swamp ass?
Look at his
because
fancy
of these
mesh
lovely
chair.
Clorox disinfecting wipes. These are great for the undercarriage.
I don't think you're supposed to use that there.
Extra strength.
Take those downstairs to your wife. Your poor wife is like, where's the wipes? Vinny takes them to the attic.
Get her own.
He's got the fancy mesh chair to prevent the swamp ass.
Yeah, I do. I got the fancy chair.
Yeah, see, mine's leather, so it's, It's a bit sweaty.
Yeah. Brian, is that your attic?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't have an attic.
It's my office.
His is no fun. His has just got, he's got wires hanging from the ceiling.
Well, that's a light for where I film YouTube stuff. And then
a diagram of knives.
Yep.
That's safe. That's comfy. Yeah. All right. You write for a knife magazine now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I saw that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Is that like a thing of yours, an obsession or a hobby or a
makes money?
So not a thing from when you were.
I like it a lot.
Tell the truth, you love it. You absolutely love it.
I like
them
a lot. Don't get me
wrong,
but I got into it because I thought I could make money at it.
Really?
Yeah.
How has Vinny not been stabbed yet? If you know so much about knives,
because he wouldn't
dare. For both of our own safety, I give him one every now and then, so I know that he also has one. So it's mutually assured destruction. It's like the Cold War.
I got one of his right here. Yeah. He gave me that one.
Yeah, see, so.
Yeah, I actually got another one he gave me right here. I got two.
The hell?
I got two.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I know if I pull on him, he's probably armed too. So
yeah,
it's best for both of us.
Brian, he can't move as fast as you. You know that.
You'd be shocked.
He's surprisingly agile, but I don't think you could outrun me.
I could super kick both of you in the face before you even knew what happened.
I can tell you've been hanging out with Jake. So you met Jake? He gave you his number?
I do have Jake the Snake's phone number. Thank you for bringing that up on the public podcast. He did give me his cell phone number.
Look at you. Why? Was it a secret? You can't tell it on a public podcast?
I wasn't going to tell people I had Jake the Snake's cell phone number. I wasn't going to advertise it.
Why not? But, I got his. I got Mick's. I got Dolph's.
I got Dolph's, too. I
think I have Dolph's.
No, you don't. I want to book more wrestling shows at the club. We have the ECW reunion show coming up in June. That's still on the books and I'm excited for. That's going to be nuts. And we want to do something with Jake. I have kind of a big idea for Jake and I don't want to spoil it. So I'm not going to say anything more about it now. But I got a big idea for Jake if he's game.
Rehab? That's right. I said it. He can't get to me. He can't cross the border. He can't get to me.
Mike Danbrin, I just want you to know.
Man, like, guys still got it, though. Those AEW promos are amazing.
He is a terrifying man. You are absolutely right. When you meet him in person and you walk up to him, you're like,
yep, absolutely. Yeah.
That was a wild day.
Who else did you meet that day? Oh, Bob Backlund. That was the one I was impressed. How was he?
Oh, sweet as hell. But he got yelled at right before I got there. Like, this is what he was doing. Now, this is right when this virus is starting. Like, the rumors are starting. This is, like, right around the time. Like, it's coming to America. It's not here yet. Everybody
be
careful.
It was in the pre-show stages.
We were, like, in the WrestleMania pre-show is what was happening. And I go to this thing because my wife got me for Valentine's Day a meet and greet with Bret the Hitman Hart, my hero. One of my heroes. Never met Bret before. So excited to go. And I find out Jake the Snake's going to be there too. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get one of those for Jake the Snake. I get there and I'm standing in the line. And I look down and I see a white shirt and red suspenders. And I just hear yelling. Just yelling. No, I can't pick up what it is. I'm like, that's Bob Backlund. I got so excited. So I see the line from the giant Bret Hart line I'm in for Bob Backlund. And everybody who's getting in line with Bob Backlund, he's like putting him in the headlock and he's doing like this awesome stuff with people. And it's like really cool. And I'm like, I'm going to get to meet Bob Backlund. This is awesome. So finally I meet Bret Hart. I'm in line for forever. Get to the Bob Backlund line. I'm second to the front of the line. Someone from the convention walks up and says, hey, Mr. Backlund, listen, you can't be touching anybody because right now this corona, like I could hear them. This coronavirus has people stretched out. So you can't touch anybody. And so I got up and I did like the elbow thing with him and we took a picture standing next to each other, but there was no fun or touchy touchy. And he looked deflated. Like he was having so much fun. And then he was like,
It was
a bummer. It was a bummer.
Is that a one price all day thing? Or do you have to pay for each guy you meet?
They were cheap. It was like $20.
Oh really?
Yeah. It wasn't expensive at all.
That's cool. Yeah,
it was cool. It was up in Albany. I'll give him props. It was pretty cool. This kid tipped me up on it. The Bret Hart one was more expensive because he wanted a lot of money to show up for anything. But
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But Bob Backlund was like $20. It was like, all right, here you go. Take my $20.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're wrestling marks here. So, Mike, if you have any parting words for anybody paying attention to this in Rochester, what would you like them to know?
Nothing. I'll be back. I want to come back. We want to come back. We were scheduled for May, but obviously I don't think that's going to happen. So,
well, it was supposed to be me, you, and Wheels.
I know. So we just wait, I guess, day by day. What else is there to say? Somebody go check on my folks.
I'm going to give Wheels a little bit of love here. David Maxwell on Facebook. That guy is broadcasting from his house every day.
He had me on 2 days ago, yeah.
No call to Vinny. No call to Cousin Vinny.
You got outbooked by Wheels?
Yeah.
How are you going to say? Listen, are you that desperate for attention, Mike?
Yes. You
just go on any old show?
Any old show. Wheels, it was me, Wheels, and ZBTB.
Don't know what that is. That sounds like not a person. That sounds like
a
Carhartt
tribute band. The Zac Brown tribute band. They're at the club all the time.
Oh, never heard of them. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I know who they are. I also, listen, ZBTB, you're at the club all the time. That's great. This is the Carlson cast, so I'm not going to disparage you. But do you have to call it the Zac Brown tribute band? Can't you just, like, name it after a Zac Brown song or something like that? Zac Brown tribute band does not look cool on a poster.
No, but ZBTB does.
All right. Well, Dambra, you know I love you. You know I
love
you.
I love you, too. I'm glad you guys are safe, man.
I wish, I wish Gracie had made an appearance on this, but I'm sure she's doing schoolwork.
Yeah, she's got school for like another hour, I think.
She's in the back room concocting a cure for this.
Probably.
She's going to save us all, Gracie Dambra. All right, gentlemen. Well, stay safe, Mike, and we'll check in with you again if this thing keeps going on. It's nice chatting with you. This is cool. This is what I needed, to just be able to see some funny people and shoot the shit a little bit. So thank you for that.
Hope to see you guys soon. Take care, please.
All right, we're working on it. Adios. All right.